The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. The cheers, the band themes, the buzzers. Whether you're a student athlete, a fan, or just curious about the journey of those juggling academics and sports, this podcast will allow you to dive headfirst into the jungle of collegiate sports. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Hardwood. I'm the host, Nader, and today we're going to be talking a little more about the battles that an athlete or a basketball player or any kind of, I guess you could say any person could deal with. The name of this episode is The Battle, because there is a lot that goes on in the background of an athlete's life. A lot. And it might not just be one single battle. It could be a lot of different battles that an athlete has to deal with, or stuff along those lines. Or it could just string together as one big battle, but ultimately every athlete has to face some sort of adversity or trials and tribulations that test their strength and their composure and their discipline, like we talked about last episode. I could begin to talk about some personal experiences dealing with a lot and a very universal feeling in the athlete's life is the feeling of wanting to give up the sport. The reason that this feeling is so hard to get over, because sometimes it's way out of your control. There could be times where you just had a really bad game, really bad outing or whatnot, and you sit here and you're like, is this the sport for me? Do I have to keep doing this? That's something that you can control, because you can work way harder and then you will not have to deal with playing bad like that again. It happens. You have to work harder on strengthening your mind and not letting that bother you. That's an example of something that you can control. That's something that is within your walls that you can easily work on and get past yourself, or maybe with a little bit of help. But there's some factors that play into a basketball player, a football player, soccer player, whatever, that they cannot control and can make or break their love for the game. One of these factors is coaches. I remember when I was in, believe it was sophomore year, I didn't have a club team. So basically, club teams were essentially teams you played with in the summer or whenever high school basketball wasn't being played, real school basketball, you would play a club team. And you would have to pay money to play on this club team. Maybe you didn't. And you had to just play tournaments in different states. It was really fun. It was actually way more effective at getting you to the next level than it was in normal school basketball. It's your opinion on that. My opinion was club ball was way better because it just felt more fun. But off topic, club ball, you get introduced to a set of coaches, whatnot, and I had gotten introduced to this new coach, Coach Mike, we'll say. And at first, I was really intrigued by this guy. He was pushing me, making me feel challenged while playing basketball. And I really appreciated that, because not a lot of coaches have that demeanor to push their players. And this club was a little more expensive than the others. It was a good bit of money. We'll leave it at that. And everything goes well until our first tournament in Kansas. And I think throughout that entire 4 games that we played, I touched the court once. Yet in practice, I'm working harder than these guys. I'm showing that I'm working harder than these guys. And the coach doesn't care because he plays favorites. That's a thing you see a lot with coaches, the playing favorites kind of thing. And it's politics is what it is. Every coach plays their politics. There's not a single coach that doesn't play politics. Every coach has their favorite bunch of players that they're going to prioritize in everything, that they're going to give lectures to when they don't do well versus other people getting punishments when they don't do well. It's a real thing. And another example, in high school, there can be coaches. I've heard a lot of things about coaches that they like to baby their players. They like to keep their star players healthy and, not really care about the rest of the team. And having a bad coach, however you experience having a bad coach, it can be in completely different ways that I haven't personally experienced, but I've heard of. You can have bad coaches that are strict, that are weird, that are just don't understand the game of basketball. Everybody has their fair share of bad coaches. There's never going to be an athlete that goes through life without a bad coach. A bad coach can really make you question if this is what you want to do. Because you have to realize you never know what coach is going to be coaching you next. Never. It could be the greatest coach ever, or it could be the worst. You never know, because that's the beauty of basketball. You never know what's next. Coaches really pushed my buttons a couple times. I definitely questioned my love for the game after dealing with these bad coaches. In fact, I actually took an entire year off after that whole situation with the club ball because it hurt me so bad. Because I know how hard I worked, and I know how hard it is to get to the next level. And I feel like I was working really hard to get to that point and expose myself to the world that I'm really this good. And that coach kind of just took it away from me and didn't really have an answer or solution to that. So, crazy thing, I actually quit that team mid-tournament. And the look on his face was great. Everyone was telling me kind of to do it. Always had that thought in my mind, maybe I should just walk out right now, find a better situation. Sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to look at your situation right now and ask yourself, can I leave this situation right now and can I go find a better one? That's exactly what I did. I took an entire year off from that. It hurt me a lot physically and mentally to deal with that. And a lot of things can hurt you physically and mentally in basketball, especially injuries. And knock on wood, I haven't had to deal with anything too serious. But there's a lot more that goes into dealing with, it's more than injuries, I should say. There's stuff in the back, in your background, that you might have to deal with that can push you to just considering quitting the game. And I've definitely reached that point. As an athlete, you can reach a point where there's stuff going on in your background, whether it's family or personal or medical, whatever. There's a point where the mental battles in the background can get way too much. It's where you're dealing with stuff in the background, and it starts to infect your playing style. I've seen this happen a lot. It's happened with me. It's happened with my teammates, whether it be a loss in the family or losing a love, not losing a loved one, but losing a relationship with a loved one, or bad grades, bad stuff at home. There's a lot that goes into it, and when it starts to affect how you play, you kind of have to look at it like a reset. You kind of have to look at it that way. When you, speaking from experience here, when you have to go to practice every day, along with what you're dealing with, and having to kind of push that aside for a little bit, get through practice, and then go back to whatever you're dealing with, that sounds fine. But when you have to go to practice and the only thing that's on your mind is whatever the hell is going on in your background, it really hurts. It really sucks because you feel like you're stuck. You feel like you cannot get out of whatever you're getting out, and you start to look like trash and play like trash, and you just, it's not the same you. This might be a little personal now, but I feel like it's necessary to get the point across. There was a point in the summer, I won't specify which summer, but I had to deal with just something. This is going to seem crazy. It was a breakup. But this breakup was of a relationship that was really long and whatnot. But it affected me so much that I started coming to practice silent. The way that I am built as a human is a bubbly character when I'm in an environment that I love. I love to be talking. I love to be loud. And that's going to sound crazy because Stu doesn't think so, that I talk too much. So, but when I'm in a great environment with people that I've spent time with and I'm doing something regarding to something I love, I'm talking, I'm engaged, I'm doing everything. But for literally 2 months out of my summer, I came to practice dead silent. Well, you know what? One thing I can tell you, those 2 months brought the hardest working Sven. Those 2 months brought the hardest working version of me out that I've ever seen until this day. Because every day I'm trying to outwork what I did yesterday. Every day. That's why I say it like that. That's the hardest I've worked until today. Because today I'm going to work harder. Today I'm going to look at everything that every battle that I've had to deal with and move past that. And stop letting that infect my life. Infect, come in and like a disease, infect me. And affect how I'm playing. I hate it. I hate when that happens. And I'm going to work so hard to not let that happen. That's my goal. That's where I've matured, because if you would have talked to me in the summer, you would have heard, oh man, I'm just trying to get this workout done. I'm trying to move past what I moved past. And that's not how I am anymore. In fact, I would like to say a quote that I heard not that long ago to end this episode off, by John Jones. John Jones actually heard this quote from another man named David Goggins. And the quote goes, "Don't be afraid to be the one that embraces the ugly, the miserable." He has another quote where I take it really, really personal, is, "Do you know how many fighters haven't seen their own blood?" And that quote hits me really hard, because the way I look at it, do you know how many fighters haven't seen their own blood? Do you know how many people haven't dealt or been put in a situation where they're vulnerable or they're hurt. Fighters get hit all the time. They bleed all the time, but the ones have seen their own blood before, the ones that have seen their own pain and hurt before, their own battle, they move on and they keep fighting and they win that fight. I'm going to end it off there. That was a great way to end the podcast. That was a great way to end the episode. And I'm really happy that I got to talk about this today, because this has definitely been something that I've been wanting to talk about for the longest time. So I'm really happy that I got to talk about this. And the next episode, we will be bringing the mood up. We will be talking about something a lot more wholehearted and warm. So thank you for tuning into the episode. I will see you guys next week. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of your evening, or rest of your morning, whenever you're listening to this. Nader out. I don't know.